Who has summoned me? Who has summoned me here and woken me from my slumber in the depths of the ocean? Who disturbed me from my soft seabed and brought me here above the water's surface? You? Was it you? You small, insignificant-looking creature. You summoned me from my warm ocean bed? Ah, why? Why have you come here to this secluded beach so late in the evening? Curiosity, perhaps? Maybe you've heard my voice before, carrying over the waves, infiltrating your mind and playing with your thoughts, and perhaps you wanted to hear more from me, find out who this voice belonged to. Perhaps you were testing to see if the chants and incantations still work against the full moon. Well, I'm happy to confirm that they do. Look at your face. I can see you're looking a little surprised. Or enamored, captivated, fearful. Which is it? Is it my voice that you notice first? My intonations, my rhythm and enunciation of every word? My accent, perhaps? Or is it more what you see of me? My presence and the energy I radiate, what you feel coming off me, that powerful energy, that powerful sexually charged feminine energy that you feel wrapping itself around you now, slowly entering your ears and infiltrating your mind, closing down your thoughts and your ability to think or even to remember. Well, forgetting is a natural part of life, is it not? And I am sure you've forgotten many, many times in your lifetime. Like when you see someone in the street, people that you might recognize, you know them. For the life of you, you can't remember how you know them. Or you can't even remember their name. I'm sure that's happened to you before, hasn't it? The thought just escaping you, just like that. Like when you put something away for safekeeping, only to forget where you placed it when the time comes when you need it. Forgotten. Just like that. Much like how you've forgotten where you are. Forgotten why you came. What was your name? Blank, mindless toy. I love to play with you. And this is just a little taste for me to truly address you, you see. I have to play mind games. I have to play with you. Like a cat plays with its mouse. I have to push aside that critical mind of yours to make you focus. Make you focus on me and let these words close off your mind. Just feel nice in the moment right now. It's so easy to listen, so easy to just falling for me. You don't know how, but you are falling. I can see it in your face and your eyes, and you fall further with every repetition of the word fall. Fall. It's just so easy and it feels so good. And perhaps you're already familiar with the myths, the legends, the stories about me. You knew of my powers and my capabilities, and that's what drew you here. And as you listen and focus intently on my words, the sound of the beautiful ocean lulls you into a peaceful and mindless state. The gentle vibrations that you hear sweeping over your mind. You notice how immersed you are in all that you hear around you, in all these sounds, binding around you slowly, taking away your ability to move, paralyzed, stillness, stuck. As all these sounds reverberate around you and within you, the waves, the vibrations, my voice, working through every muscle in your being and shutting them down, one by one, by one, by one, by one. Feel it as the waves lap gently, causing your muscles to relax. In turn, as you breathe in rhythm with me, and my breaths just immerse you, just relax you, just make you fall, continuing to fall, feel yourself flop with every exhale you make, loosening with every word I utter. Have you noticed that? Relaxing with every instruction and with every breath. Relaxing all the small muscles in your face, going down to your jaw. As the relaxation continues, as it drops your jaw, as it works its way down to your neck, down your shoulders, to your chest. Waves and waves and waves of relaxation flowing, continuing to flow through you now as you continue to breathe into your stomach, down to your hips, down to your thighs, into your calves, and all the way down to your feet. Oh, feel it go as it sinks you, as it sinks you, as it sinks you. Sinking, sinking, sinking further and further into the sand. Feel it sticking tight as your feet are unable to move, as your body feels paralyzed, as you stay there completely still, as you sink further, as you fall, as you continue to sink, and the sand takes over your feet a little more, a little more, a little more, working its way up to your ankles, and you can feel it firmly sticking you stuck. You might try to resist, you might try to move if you like, try. But notice as you do, it gets harder and harder to move as the sand gets heavier and heavier on your feet, as it works its way up your body, as you're unable to move more and more. And the more you try, the more it is met with resistance. And you just find it easier to just relinquish control, relinquish into this feeling, this sensation, this pleasure. This complete catalepsy, enjoy it. Because there's no need for you to move. There's no need for you to do anything right now. Just stay there and listen. And it's so easy to just listen and be passive, is it not? Ah, magic. Magic at its best. This is how I like you. Submissive, open, and attentive. No need to move and no need to think. Just be there for the moment. As you gaze upon me, as you sink to the sounds around you, as you notice how enveloped you are in this submissive and almost paralyzed state. Be still now, my pet. There's nothing that you need to do right now. Nothing. You're in no danger. I can assure you of that. You're in safe hands. But I intend to keep you here for the moment until I am satisfied that you have heard me, because what I have to tell you is important. I have a proposition for you, so listen carefully and just relax, relax. You're in safe hands. I mean you no harm. That's not what sea sirens are about, and I think you know that, which is why you took the risk in summoning me, which is why you came here. I'm guessing you assumed the legends regarding sea sirens to be false, to be fabricated or exaggerated over the years, or maybe you weren't expecting me to be so enchanting in my physical form. I do get told that a lot, how my physique can stir up the wildest, inner, most erotic sensations. Something you gaze upon, and you can't help but feel the sexual energy surging within you as your wildest fantasies come to life. Yes, I do stir up such emotions. Feel it for a moment, the slightest tingle, the slightest movement, and relish the feeling as you are there before me in this paralyzed state. And you might start to notice more and more sexual energy traveling through you now, sensations that make you shiver with delight, snaps coursing through your veins. Yes, they excite you beyond your wildest dreams, and whispers sending you into a frenzy as I come ever so close to you. Still, you notice yourself unable to move, perhaps not even wanting to move, stuck fast in the sand. And the more you try, the more resistance it is met with. But I put this spell over you to keep you here, to keep you in your place for the moment. Like I say, there's nothing you need to do but listen for now. Catalepsy is necessary right now for my comfort, because I want to come ever so close to you and study you and observe you and just gaze upon you, just just like you're gazing upon me now. And you know you can't move. You can't run. And you can't touch me. I will do all the touching for now. For the moment. Because I'm in control. And you need to earn that privilege, my pet. You taste delicious. Don't worry. No harm here, remember, just pleasure. Just wanted to immerse you in this wonderful feeling. And should you be fully aroused by me, looking at you, licking you, kissing you, studying you, well then, that's okay. Feel the warmth. Just notice it and let it happen. Notice the feeling, the sensation, the excitement, and let it take over you. Allow it to happen. Allow the blood to start pumping through you. Juices flowing, moisture increasing, aching, yearning, begging for me, aching for me, wanting me to come ever so close, wanting me to come closer to you, wanting me to come nearer and nearer, as you feel my breath against you, as you notice the warmth of my skin, soft scent of a powerful female filling your nose. Every inhale now, rushing to your mind. You see, my sweet pet, the world is tough, and we don't get many pleasures in this life. So take them whilst you can. That's what we live for, right? That's our purpose, after all. Now take a moment to just look at me. Look directly into my eyes now, like a good obedient toy should. I said, look deep. Yes. Look and gaze upon these beautiful eyes, radiating light and color like diamonds do, prisms, beautiful rainbow light. They can mesmerize and calm even the most analytical mind. Yes, just like that. Calm the most analytical mind. My windows to my soul. And how you would love to delve into this soul, wouldn't you? You might even start to notice my lips now and take pleasure in them. And how they form words in ways that make you melt and sink and sink. As if these same lips were caressing every part of your being, kissing every erogenous zone, exploring you with these soft, moist, warm lips, tingling you, mesmerized as I mouth each and every word, leaving you transfixed, leaving you so attentive, leaving you blissed out. Perhaps you wonder what it would be like to kiss them, to feel them against yours so gently. Just want to taste this sensual power. Don't you? Oh, are you getting lost in my words, my obedient slave? Flowing with the rhythm of my voice, riding the waves, riding them, straddling them, grinding. Pumping and thrusting and yearning as the ocean sounds simultaneously soothe you and arouse you, as my voice guides you to clench, guides you to pulse, guides you to ride out this sexual, sensual bliss. And you can't help yourself, can you? You can't help but pump and thrust and yearn and ache and beg. Ah, yes. And it's okay. I am a sea siren, after all. And this is what we do. We cast spells with our physique. We cast spells with our voice, casting spells, using the sea and the waves as our music, hypnotic spells. And you find yourself unable to resist it, don't you? Despite trying. Well, you're still here after all. It means that you enjoy it. So immersed in this fantastical world of mine, let yourself enjoy it. Allow yourself to just continue to enjoy it. After all, you summoned me. You came here out of choice, didn't you? And that alone means that you want something. So I shall not disappoint you. Tell me, have you ever been this close to a sea siren before? No? Okay. And tell me, do you fear me, Slay? There's no need to fear me, you know that. But there is a need to revere and respect me. So tell me, how would you like to serve this siren of the sea? How would you like to be at my right-hand side for the rest of all time? Does it appeal? Does it appeal to be by my side and for me to entrance and seduce you regularly, melting your mind often, wiping away all your stress and anxiety forever? Does that sound appealing? And all I need from you is your utmost dedication, your undivided attention, your patience, an ability to follow me wherever I should go, and in return for your time, I shall treat you well. I shall make you feel euphoric regularly, and I shall switch off your analytical mind often, and I shall make you feel worthy of attention, clearing away all your stress and anxiety. And imagine that, just imagine it for a moment. I wonder if you can see a world where there is no stress, no deadlines, no need to be anxious, no need to be depressed, no expectations, just happiness, just bliss. Imagine that for a moment. It's so easy, isn't it? To be in a world where you live out your purpose, to live out your utmost fantasies, and it's all possible if you come with me. A world where you're melted and encouraged and relaxed and seduced. And teased, of course. But can you imagine it? Can you? I can tell your mind is wandering right now as your face changes. You came here looking for an escape, wanting to leave this current 3D reality of yours behind, wanting to immerse in this time with me for some pleasure, wanting to serve, wanting to just melt and be truly submissive and appreciated for being truly submissive. Is that not right? Serving and dedicating your life to a goddess, a siren of the sea. That's why you came here, isn't it? To hear me, to see me, to touch me and feel me within your mind. And I offer you pleasure in abundance and true escapism every time. Love, fulfillment of your life's purpose. And a part of you knows you want that more than anything. And a part of you might still feel a slight apprehension, but you should know you live to serve, or you serve to live, whether you're conscious of it or not. Since serving is your true purpose, and knowing that you're born to serve means you serve well, means naturally serving is your purpose, and to serve is better than to not serve at all. Consider this. Since birth, you've been serving and submissive, and serving others who have also been serving, who are also born to serve, and you know that being a servant who's serving a life of servitude, with often little recognition or gratitude, is not the serving you want to be involved in, since serving sirens and living to serve sirens in the sea is more rewarding. As you serve, as you sleep, in order to wake, in order to serve again, and you think and you dream of nothing but servitude, since serving is engraved in you and obedience as a servant, as a loyal slave, is your life. Isn't that right, my obedient servant? Why don't you just drop for me? Drop with that. It's just too much thinking, isn't it? It's just too much to think of, so just let it go. You don't need any thoughts. Your thoughts are mine. That's it. Just let it go and let my words be your guide. No need to think. Thinking is just too painful. But listening is much easier, is it not? I'd love to take you with me, deep into the ocean to serve me for all time, to be my plaything and to tend to my every whim. Bring me your tributes and I shall just enjoy you, allow you to gaze at me, to massage me and to please me in any way I see fit. And I love to mesmerize and hypnotize, since wiping a mind blank is what I love to do, since switching the switch off in your mind into this hypnotic haze is my pleasure. So you will fall for me and let this hypnotic feeling wash over you as the waves continue to lap gently, sway and wash those thoughts to nothing, since thoughts are mere vibrations and you're not aware of your thoughts anymore, as your thoughts become my thoughts, as my thoughts wipe your thoughts, and thinking is merely an occurrence you don't often consciously think of much. Like surfing is your purpose, you unconsciously do naturally. No thoughts for you, just me and you in this moment. Isn't that right? And as a reward for your complete dedication to me, I shall give you attention, I shall melt you, I shall pet you and love you and treat you as my very own special, special slave. And I shall introduce you to my sister, who will also require your loyalty and devotion and obedience. And oh, you will love her. You will love her so much. She is also incredibly alluring and even more beautiful. And she will play with your mind like a puppet on a string. And she will manipulate and use your body in ways I have only just skimmed the surface of. For her pleasure and for yours. Doesn't that sound delicious? I thought so. So if you are interested in the position, then remain here until I call for you again. And I shall come with my sister this time, so you can meet her, so you can be truly sure of what she's capable of, seeing that you've already had a taste of me. But of course, if you are not up for this position, then you can simply go when I leave you in a moment. As I go back to the ocean, you can go back to your home, free to do so, free to just close your mind off and release yourself from the sand that bounds you now. I will allow it at this time, as I am feeling generous. Besides, I don't need to force anything on anyone. It is your choice, and I want my perfect, perfect slave to have a choice, because in order to be a perfect sub, you need to be 100% dedicated. And you can only be dedicated when the choice is made from within your heart and mind. So sleep on it, if you like, my pet, sleep on it. And it's a big and important role, and I want to make sure it is filled by only the most dedicated person, the most submissive, the most excitable. So think on it, my owned pet, and I shall return for you. And if you remain here, by the time I get back, then you will have a lifetime of pleasure to look forward to, and I can promise you that. And my sister will indeed enjoy you in so many, many ways. And I know that she will be excited to meet you. So dazed, so confused, so blissed out, just as I like you. I'll sing you a song to lull you, to reassure you, and to comfort you. And I shall return back to the ocean as I sing. I'll wait here for my return if you wish. Or leave, that is your choice. But I'm sure I will see you again. Amen.